This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm David Lazarus of the Los Angeles Times. We have been buried in housing news this week. New home sales, existing home sales, housing inventory, foreclosures, repossessions. Yow! That's a lot of great data, and we live for that here at The Money Show. But here's the thing. It's all contradictory. You'll read in one publication that the housing market is recovering, and then you'll hear some expert elsewhere saying that we're still in the dumps. I mean, what the heck? So we've decided to cut through the confusion and get to the bottom of things. For the next several weeks on Marketplace, Marketplace Morning Report, and on this fine show, we'll be digging into the foundations of the housing market to find out what's really going on in real estate. Let's start right now by talking with Glenn Kelman. He's president and CEO of Redfin. That's a real estate and technology company that's been tracking housing trends, well, for almost a decade now. Glenn, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me.
So before I put you on the hook, let me just download some of the housing news we've had this week. First, we have the Federal Housing Finance Authority saying home prices were up more than 5.5% compared to last year, which is pretty darn good. We've got new home sales numbers this week up more than 8% on last year. RealtyTrack says repossessions are down 3% from last year. And Lender Processing Services says the number of homes in foreclosure is way down, 18% from last year. But inventory is reduced, which can mean higher prices, but also fewer sales. And we heard this week that sales of existing homes were down in December. So some parts of the country doing well, others not so much. Glenn, what is the scoop?
I think we're back. Prices are up about 10% year over year nationwide. There are some markets that aren't doing quite as well as that, but there are others that are just roaring. Arizona and California lead the way. There we see less than a month of supply. People are going crazy trying to buy homes. Demand has been extremely strong. People are very excited about trying to buy a home. Their frustration is that they just can't find one to buy.
What about all the foreclosed properties that were clogging up the inventory pipeline out there? Have we worked our way through that?
Mostly we have. I think banks have figured out that it takes 2 years to kick somebody out of a house, and usually they lose about 50 cents on the dollar when they do. And so now they just approve a short sale or modify the loan. And as a result, we're seeing more Americans able to sell a home without having to hit the bricks, without having to clear out because of a foreclosure.
Now, you bring up short sales. Heretofore, banks have been very reluctant to do short sales. It was like pulling teeth with them to sell the property for less than what is owed on the mortgage. And yet lately, we've been hearing noises from the banking industry of, oh, well, we've seen the light and we're going to do more short sales. Do you believe that?
I absolutely believe it. In places like Arizona, the whole reason the market's recovered is because banks have gotten a lot more liberal about approving short sales and much more reluctant about going after someone in a foreclosure. It takes too long. There are too many legal costs. After the robo-signing scandal, I think they just got religion about short sales and said, let's approve it and make it a lot faster and easier than it had been before. So really, the past year has been the year of the short sale, and that's the main reason the market's come back.
And that robo-signing scandal, that's $8.5 billion worth of penalties. Thank you very much to the banking industry for their practices there. Now, one last question. That's interest rates. Interest rates are still at fire sale prices. If I'm in the market for a home right now, is this the time to jump at it?
Well, it's hard to say that about every market and every situation, but certainly money's not going to get any cheaper. I think it's tough to say when home prices are going to bottom in any particular market, but we know that mortgage rates have hit a bottom. So before you buy a house, you have to buy the money to buy a house, and the money will never be cheaper. These are historic lows, and that's really what's driving most of the demand.
Okay, so you can get money at bargain basement prices. The 30-year mortgage rate was up a fraction this week, but it's still down at 3.42%, which is not too shabby. Of course, that's assuming you can get a loan. And we've had a lot of letters from you about homes and mortgages and other real estate matters. Glenn Kelman is going to stay with us to answer some of them later on in the show, so stick around for that.